Thank you, Madam President, and let me begin by thanking you for the opportunity to discuss item two of our agenda on the prevention of nuclear war and all related matters, and for assembling such a distinguished panel of speakers for our discussion on Tuesday. As the speakers focused on the question of a fissile material cutoff treaty, I will do the same in my remarks this morning. As I said in my opening statement of this session, it remains a priority, our priority in this body. We see an FMCT not just as a contribution to the prevention of nuclear war, in the words of the agenda item we're discussing today, but also as a key step, the key next step, towards multilateral nuclear disarmament. There is no conceivable path to a world without nuclear weapons that does not include a non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other explosive devices. It is a step we have been ready to take in this conference for 30 years. We continue to see no reason why negotiations should not begin immediately, and to be convinced that all outstanding issues, including the question of the scope of the treaty, can be addressed during the course of negotiations. We have heard already in this discussion about UN General Assembly Resolution 48/75L, which first called for the negotiation of an FMCT. That resolution, which was of course adopted without a vote, called on all states, and I quote, to demonstrate their commitment to the objectives of a non-discriminatory, multilateral and internationally and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices, end quote. In our view, the best way for the nuclear weapon states to demonstrate such a commitment, short of actually adopting, signing and ratifying an eventual treaty, is to declare and maintain a voluntary moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. The UK made such a declaration in 1995 and has upheld it ever since. We call on all states who have not yet done so to make a similar commitment. A further sign of our commitment was our declaration in 1998 of the total size of our fissile material stocks and our voluntary placement of all fissile material no longer required for defence purposes under international safeguards, the first nuclear weapon state to do so. This material continues to be liable to inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Since then, all enrichment and reprocessing in the UK has been conducted under international safeguards. The UK played an active role in the UN Group of Government Experts in 2014-15, in the High-Level Fissile Material Cut-off Treaty Expert Preparatory Group in 2017-18, and in Subsidiary Body 2 of this conference in 2018 and 2022. And let me pay tribute to the previous speaker, the Distinguished Ambassador of Spain, for his efforts in last year's session. All those processes deepened the dialogue on an FMCT and identified the issues upon which future negotiators will need to focus. It is difficult to see what more can be done short of actually launching negotiations, and that is indeed what this conference should do. I thank you.